land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bow, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, July 8th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Again, we're really pushing today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, the debate. Radio stations first biennial 2024 candidate debate in Gaylord, Michigan. At the Ellison Place, doors will open at 4 p.m. First Congressional District will go first from 5 to 6. Then the 107th, the 106th, and the 105th State House District races. It's going to be a great event. We had a great conference call last night with the county chairs and Dare Rendon, the chairwoman of the First Congressional District Michigan Republican Party Committee. They're coming up with the questions. I have no idea what they're going to ask. The only capacity I will be involved in the debate will be moderator as far as introducing Dare Rendon as basically the chairman of the panel. She will be calling on the county chairs and other guest panelists, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig, Tim Tarjeff from the Sheboygan School Board, and the county chairs to ask the questions of the candidates that show up. Timekeeper. In forcing the rules of the debate, the amount of time allowed for the answers, and basically, if the candidates or elected officials don't show up, I will be sitting in answering the questions based on my knowledge of their voting record, the bills they've sponsored, committee assignments, their votes, different things they've actually done while in office, or the candidate that's not going to show, based on his statements to me personally, things on his campaign website, endorsements that he's received, allowing people to understand and connecting the dots. I will not be impersonating elected officials or any candidate. I will be answering the questions that the county chairs ask based on my research and knowledge of their positions, their voting record, sponsorship of bills, etc. So, text me debate, 231-360-5140. I'll respond with the flyer. Please share it. Put it on social media. Text it to your friends. We need to be at this event, people. Now, I will have Dr. Sherry O'Donnell signs with me. I went down to Cadillac yesterday after church services, and I picked up a large quantity of her yard signs and her wires. you'll be able to get them at the debate on Thursday. Prefer to give them out to people who live on main roads. If you have high visibility main road property, you are going to be a priority over somebody that lives on a dead end street in a subdivision. I know you want to show your support, but if you're not on a main road, please don't take a sign. Leave it for somebody who does live on a main road. We're going to get more, but right now, limited numbers will be available at the debate on Thursday. We'll have some Josh Saul signs. I know he's bringing some with him as well. We will get those out at the debate. But most importantly, you need to see who shows up. Who's willing to answer the tough questions by the county chairs? And which ones are basically going to disrespect you by not showing? So text me debate. I'll send you the flyer. You can share it with your friends. Get a group together and carpool. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye Treasurer in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Longtime friend, listener, ran for State House back in the day for the 105th against Ken Borton, Diane Randall, Roscommon Township. She's coming to the debate. Also, she said, I need more of your radio station business cards for the hardware store. They're all gone. I will definitely bring you some more. Greatly appreciate. Love to see you guys there. It's going to be a great event. Please share the flyer, Diane, with everybody you know. We got to get this attendance up. Love for this to be a huge turnout. The main reason, Van in Sheboygan, he asked, is it going to be videotaped? No, this is an in-person event only. He said, too bad, would love to see it. Van, all you have to do is get some friends together, carpool, let somebody else drive you, come to it. Would love to see you there. Why? Because you guys will become storytellers of this event. The radio station hosting this event at the Ellison Place for the very first time, this is going to be a biennial event. Every 2 years, we're doing this. If you're going to run for office, you got to understand that you're going to have to face this radio family before the primary every election year going forward, whether it's state rep or state senators. Now, this year, fortunately, we only have to deal with Congress and the House district. The U.S. senator candidates would never come to Northern Michigan. We're not a big enough population center for them to waste their time. It's that simple. But congressmen, yes. State reps, absolutely. 2026 is going to be very interesting because that's going to be the midterm elections for governor, state representatives, and state senators. County commissioners aren't going to be on the ballot. Why? Because they changed their terms to 4-year terms instead of 2-year terms. This is the election, folks, you have to be engaged in for county commissioners. They are running every 4 years with the presidents. Midterm 2026, when we do our second debate, they don't have to worry about it. They won't be up for re-election until the next presidential election, which will be our third debate in 2028. You see, this year is for county commissioners. But changing and taking back the majority in the House is critical. Killing the Bergman machine on August 6th by voting for Josh Saul has to happen this year. It's that simple. When we sit back and look at the results of this August 6th primary, we're going to know whether or not we were able to get our Patriots elected because November is going to be a tidal wave Republican. Donald Trump being on the top of the ticket, the right Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, along with our state reps, our county commissioners, it's going to be a landslide. Donald Trump has said it. Too big to rig. They're not going to be able to do it. Because of this debate, we're going to expose those who disrespect us. You don't show up, it's going to hurt you in the August 6th primary. You think your negative attack ads, your mailers, your stories, your stupid manipulation of the fake BS news media is going to work? It's not. We, the people, are smarter than that. Now, one of the things you have to understand, the process, it all starts with you showing up Thursday to watch this debate in person. When you see the panelists, the questions that they have prepared, you're going to be impressed. To hear the answers to these questions from the candidates, elected officials that show up, you need to share the story as to what happens on Thursday. The only way you're going to be able to do that, folks, is to show up and see it in person. Now, one of the things that is happening is a very interesting dynamic. The signs that are being stolen, signs that are being taken down. Now, luckily, Antrim County clerk screwed up again. Our county is going to be the last county in the state of Michigan to get their absentee ballots. Well, as soon as I get off the show today, I'm taking the sign trailer over to the road commission and picking up all of Vicky's signs and putting them back out after the grass cutters finish their work this week. Timing is perfect. I believe God has his hand on it because absentee ballots won't be received in Antrim County until probably Friday or Saturday. Exactly when I'll be out putting out the signs. Ads are running in the news, chasing the absentee ballots, working our butts off. Takes money. We're raising the money. We're asking for donations. People are helping us out. This is what you do to win a race. And for those of you feeling pretty confident you're going to win, you're not. You're going to lose by 20 points. That's your attitude. You're trailing and you're going to lose. You have to work until August 6th at 8 o'clock, just like Vicky and I. You have to do exactly what we're doing. Not asking you guys to do anything that we're not willing to do here in our Antrim County. Knock on doors, talk to people, put up yard signs, hand out your business cards, talk to people. If you don't have the money, it's okay. Just go knock doors in your district. Talk to the people face to face. Now, one of the other components to this is, and the Thursday debate will be the process, not only of those who show up, but those who attend the event. Because then you'll be able to tell your friends, your family, your coworkers what happened Thursday night in Gaylord. This is going to be history, folks. This is the first one. Hopefully, God willing, of many. But they're going to be put on constructive notice. We're doing this every 2 years. You want to run for office? This is what you're expected to do. You don't want to participate? Then we won't vote for you. And we'll let everybody know that you disrespected us by not showing up. Basically, it's that simple. Now, one of the things that's really interesting, I've contacted a few news agencies here in northern Michigan. Not one of them have said that they're willing to send a TV crew over to cover the event. Why is that? They don't want to know what the Patriots are doing. They don't want to know who shows up and who doesn't show up. They don't want to hear the questions. Well, I'm going to give them another shot. This afternoon, I'm personally going to send it to a couple of news directors for TV news and see if the cameras show up on Thursday. How many of them will actually cover it? Now, this isn't a Chamber of Commerce event, which they all catered to. This isn't the League of Women Voters. This isn't a local business organization. This isn't SBAM or anything like that. This is a radio station that is asking the public to come to be informed, engaged, educated about the questions being asked of the elected officials and candidates. You can't get any more grassroots, folks, than this. So we'll see. We'll see if they show up. If they don't, they don't want the information out there. It's that simple. And one of the other processes that we're going through as we send this information out, they're not even replying. They're not even responding to the emails from the radio station. We're an FCC-licensed radio station, just like they are a licensed FCC news station, TV station. It's news. It's a big event. Let's see if they cover it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But you need to come in person to participate. Again, text me, debate. I'll send you the flyer. You can share it. And also, just to wrap this up, one of the things that is very interesting is the local business owner, Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig. Some of the questions he has for these candidates, especially in the 105th House District. Current State Representative Ken Borton, at one of his very first public appearances at the Iron Pig, promised Ian Murphy that something would be introduced regarding health department and the governor's office shutting down his restaurant. Ian's still waiting to see the bill. But yet, State Representative Borton is expecting his support. I don't think it's going to happen. Let's see what Christian Marcus says about election integrity, about introducing bills to protect us from the health department. Because it's still tied up in court, folks. Ian Murphy has appealed Judge Hunter's decision. He got one of the five bills deemed unconstitutional by Judge Hunter, not good enough. He wants all of them, and he's taking it to the appellate court. Let's see what they do with it. Let's wait and see. We will find out talking with Ian tomorrow on the show. Just got new paperwork on it. We believe we know the date now that the appellate court will be hearing it. And you will be informed tomorrow between 10 and 10:30. Greatly appreciate the battle he's fighting for us. And he will be one of the panelists Thursday night at the debate. Great questions coming from the chairs. Can't wait to hear what they ask. But again, you have to come in person, Van. I'm sorry. You're going to have to come and see this for yourself. And again, call some friends. Have them drive you. Very simple. Get three or four friends together, get in a car, and come down to the event. Ellison Place, there in Gaylord, address 150 Dale, D-A-L-E, Drive. Put it in your phone, it'll take you right there. Not a problem. State Representative Neil Friske is going to come on in the next segment. Got some questions to ask him about these negative campaign flyers going out by his opponent. We'll get his response to that. Hear what he did over 4th of July. And also find out how he's doing on getting signs out. A lot of you have requested them. Got to find out the status of that as well. If you have any questions for Neil Friske, text them to me right now. 231-360-5140. We'll get him into Neil here in the next segment. Bottom of the hour news of hour number three. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, two people have been charged with stealing mail from dozens of locations in Delta Township outside of Lansing, and authorities say at least one of those pieces of stolen mail was an absentee ballot. Amber Spurbeck and Michael Craig were arraigned Friday on 39 counts each of mail theft and one count each of improper possession of an absentee ballot that, according to court records, Eaton County Prosecutor Doug Lloyd announced the charges in a news release. Mail theft is a maximum 1-year misdemeanor, but Spurbeck is charged as a second-time mail theft offense.